Hello, I'm Keith Parron, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with me for another edition of the show. We have some great music coming up over the next 2 hours. So sit back, turn the lights down low, cuddle up with someone you love, if there's somebody nearby, and enjoy. And also get ready for some finger-snapping, toe-tapping numbers. But we're going to begin with someone we have requests for all the time. The one and only Billie Holiday from the album Lady in Satin with Glad to Be Unhappy.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. Do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it on the chin, you have lost that toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here am I, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here am I, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a string, baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so glad. Pretty bad, but for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a string, baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so glad.
the fantastic Billie Holiday with Glad to Be Unhappy from the album Lady in Satin, featuring the Ray Ellis Orchestra. This is one of the last recordings that Billie did. It was released in 1958. Originally, when Ray Ellis listened to the final recording, he was actually rather unhappy with it. You can tell Billie's voice in this particular album is not what it was, say, 10 years before. Her voice had deteriorated so much that during the actual recording session, certain tracks had to be retaked. In fact, many of them were not recorded in a single take, but were recorded over a period of time. We now move to the Henry Red Allen All-Stars with Wild Man Blues.
Thank you.
The Henry Allen All-Stars with Wild Man Blues. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. We're now going to feature two tracks from a fantastic soundtrack for the movie Round Midnight that was produced by Herbie Hancock. It features talents such as Chet Baker, Ron Carter, Dexter Gordon, Herbie Hancock himself, Billy Higgins, Freddie Hubbard, Bobby Hutchinson, Bobby McFerrin, Lonette McKern, John McLaughlin, Pierre Melot, Wayne Shorter. The list goes on and on. And also a great ensemble of producers and arrangers. The movie, I did have a chance to see it. It was okay. I think the soundtrack is personally much better. We're going to listen to two cuts from it right now. First, Round Midnight with Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums and vocals by Bobby McFerrin, and then Rhythm A-Ling featuring Dexter Gordon on tenor sax. Thank you. two cuts from the original soundtrack recording of Round Midnight that was produced by Herbie Hancock. We began with Herbie Hancock and his group with the title track, Round Midnight, and that was followed by Dexter Gordon with Rhythm and Ing. We now move to a man who really revolutionized jazz in the last, say, 25, 30 years. He'd put out a series of recordings on Columbia featuring the standards and a whole series, and they're absolutely fantastic. This is one that features Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and vocals, with Ellis Marsalis on piano, Reginald Veal on bass, and Herlin Riley on drums. It's In the Court of King Oliver. Thank you.
you're doing to me. You got me dreamy-eyed and mystified as I can be. Ooh, what you're doing to me. You make me feel like I'm about to blow my T.O.P. Shooting Roman candles up so everyone can see. Ooh, what you're doing to me. Ooh, what you're doing to me. My friends all seem to think I suffer from insanity. Ooh, what you're doing to me. I tell them all.
The one and only Sarah Vaughan with Oh, What You're Doing to Me. And before that, Wynton Marsalis and his group with In the Court of King Oliver. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. Our email address is very simple, jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. And of course, if you wish to listen to this program again and download past programs, just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Weather Report, fantastic group, incorporated traditional sounds of jazz and the modern electric piano and other fine modern instruments. This is a track from a live album released in 1978 called Weather Report 830. Here's Black Market.
We'll be right back.
weather report from the album 830 with Black Market, featuring Wayne Shorter, who also produced the album. And by the way, you are listening to Jazz for the Asking. In a few moments, we're going to take a short break for some local news and some local station IDs and breaks and weather and who knows what else. But don't worry, I'll be back in a few moments with more of this great music. To close off the first hour, we're going to play a request for a listener that we have in Montana. He downloads the show as a podcast and listens to it on his way to work. He wants to hear Thelonious Monk from the album Underground with the track Ugly Beauty. So stay tuned. More of this great music will continue right here on Jazz for the Asking.
Mm-hmm.